It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing on this Friday, the 13th. I'm not superstitious. I don't care. I'm walking under ladders. I'm not kicking cats, but whatever. If I see a black cat, I'm giving it a hug. I don't care about superstitions. None. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. You could be in New York, too. You could be in Oregon. You could be in Knoxville. You could be in Canada. You could be in Boise. You could be in California. We've had callers from everywhere. Thank you. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Eric Edholm for joining us, writer for NFL.com. And we've talked about a lot. Devondre Campbell, the man who quit last night on the 49ers. Oh, the 49ers are giving him the boot. We talked about Odell Beckham Jr., and no longer a member of the Miami Dolphins. They decided collectively that they don't need to be together. Let's see where Odell goes and whether or not Odell can even stay healthy. Very important for Odell. We talked about the Heisman. Heisman Award will be given out tomorrow, likely to Travis Hunter. Ashton Jeanty is probably the second guy. He's going to end up second place. Who cares about second place? Nobody. Sorry. Now, we talked about some of the great matchups that we will see this upcoming Sunday. Amazing matchup. This might be a Super Bowl preview between Buffalo and Detroit. We have Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. And then we even have two teams that are trying to cement themselves and stick around in the postseason. We have the Colts and we got the Broncos. It'll be fun. We even got Green Bay and Seattle. That'll be fun. Seattle on a four-game winning streak. We got Green Bay trying to bounce back following the loss to the Lions and that aggressive Dan Campbell. Man, this is it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of fun. A matter of fact, here, this is Matt LaFleur. He's talking about going against that crowd in Seattle. Them people in Seattle, what do they call them, the 12th man? Matt LaFleur is like, yeah, they crazy.
It's going to be a playoff-type atmosphere, and we've got to make sure that we're just on top of all the little details in order for us to go out there and perform at a high level.
Now, I got Green Bay on the road, okay? Care about no 12s. I got Green Bay on the road. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we're doing Funny Friday. This is like the first official segment of it. Last week, we kind of introduced it at a whim. Just here's the deal. Friday callers are the funniest. I think a lot of cases, because it's Friday, people are loose. They're ready for the weekend. Maybe they cracked open a brew or two. Maybe they're having some wine. Please drink responsibly. And so we decided just to open up the phone lines and, you know, let people say something funny. Let's all get loose. You know, it's a wild week. I'm sure you worked hard. Maybe you're still working hard. You might as well make things a little lighthearted for you, right? And sports can be funny. This is not funny. Like tonight, Joel Embiid. He decided to play basketball and he got hurt again. Not a joke. Just bad. Just sad. Bad and sad. Not a joke. He got hit in the face and he writhed on the floor for a little while and boom, no Joel Embiid. Probably won't see the guy for a month. Anyway. 855-212-4227. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's go to Florida and talk to Ted. Ted, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm great, man. Grilling some burgers, having some fun.
Good.
So the joke I got, listen, my wife told me this joke years and years ago, and it just hit me tonight when your segment came up. It actually has a little something to do with college football. So here we go. Why do ducks have flat feet?
Why do ducks have flat feet? I don't know. They're pretty good this year. Go ahead.
To stomp out burning fires or forest fires. Why do elephants have flat feet?
Is that an Alabama joke? I don't know. Go ahead.
Just stomp out burning ducks. It would have been better if Alabama was in this playoff. I'm not a Roll Tide fan. I'm just saying. I'll put them together.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ted. What type of burgers you cooking or grilling? What you doing?
Just regular burgers, man. With
just regular
sharp cheddar and some pepper jack cheese, bro.
Okay, there we go. That's what I'm saying. I want to know what you're going to do with them. Anybody can make a... Did you season the meat?
Well, of course. Salt, pepper, whatever else you go... You can hear it. Listen, that's simple.
Is that seasoning or tinfoil? What is that?
That's the grill.
Okay. I don't know what the hell that sounds like on the radio. Hey, Ted, enjoy them burgers, okay? Sounds good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Send one to Hickey. Hickey, you want one of them burgers?
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, good. Good for him. 855-212-4227. Let's go from Florida. This is warm. To Buffalo. We're cold. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, speaking of that, we just got 2.5 feet the other day of snow, so
bueno. You're not grilling burgers outside. I know some people don't care. It could be zero. They're going to go grill.
I mean, if I'm really feeling it, maybe, but, yeah, go Bills, by the way.
Yeah. Go Bills. Are they going to beat Detroit?
Look, I think so, but ultimately it's what you're doing in January, so I won't take too much with it. You know, I feel like you got to be a little level-headed.
Yeah, reasonable, because they never beat Kansas City in January. Let's see what they can do. Reasonable take, Anthony. What's up?
All right. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What do I call a deer with no eyes? What do I call a deer? I'm gonna phone a friend. Hey, Hickey, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
A blind deer?
Blind has to be in a word or the answer. Anthony, what is it?
Well, JR, I have no idea.
No idea. Oh, no. A no idea. Oh, my God.
I got a whole list of notes in my phone of these jokes. My girlfriend says I have all the dad jokes.
I was going to say, did you tell that to, like, a child in kindergarten? Yeah, you did. Thank you, Anthony.
You guys are great. Thank you for this.
Thank you, bro. Take it easy. Oh, Hickey, I want to punch myself in the head after that one. Oh, a no idea. Oh, my
that's
God.
Good. That's
that,
good.
No, that's not good. That
no,
was,
you don't like that one?
I want, Hickey, this microphone stand in front of me is made out of steel and all types. I want to swing it across my head. Okay?
Wow.
That was brutal.
That's the one of all the jokes we heard for the last hour. So that's the one that got you the most.
I don't want to say that. It's too much, too dangerous.
Oh,
I want to concuss myself after hearing that joke. Okay. All right. That's what I was thinking of saying. And I said it. All right. That way I'd forget. Oh, I like the peanuts joke better. Two peanuts walking down the street. One was assaulted. Okay. Yeah, tell that joke in 3 seconds. Easy, easy, easy. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jake. Jake is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go Lions, Jake. Go Lions.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Go Lions. Yeah, we're going to beat Buffalo, but, you know, I just had to say that because the last caller, I don't know what he's thinking about. I don't know how anyone's going to beat Detroit. They haven't lost since, what, like September?
Yeah, week two. Yeah, week two.
Yeah. All right, so here's my joke. What's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
Oh, wait a second. I think, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go nowhere, Jake. Don't go nowhere. Hickey, is this similar to the joke we got last week?
I have heard the joke. I don't want to ruin it, so I'll neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, now hold on. Jake, repeat it again.
What's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
You can, oh my goodness. You can pee through roast beef, but not pee through pea soup? I don't know.
The difference between roast beef and pea soup is that everyone can roast beef.
Okay. I feel like we heard that last week.
If you did, then that's too bad because I didn't listen last week. But I love listening when I get a chance. You're absolutely legendary.
Oh, well, thank you.
I got one more joke, though, before I go.
Okay. Go for it. Yes.
My other joke is Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Absolute joke. Have a good one.
Hickey, now that was the best joke of the night right there.
That was more than the peanuts?
Yes, that was the best joke. Hey, I got a joke for you. Ryan Day and Ohio State. Yeah, that's a good joke. We just played the stupid congressman who wants to make it a felony to plant a flag. How was that not a good joke?
Why not just make it a felony to beat Ohio State at this point? Didn't go far enough, I think.
The congressman?
Yeah. Arrest Sherrone Moore right now for beating Ohio State. Well, put him in cuffs.
By the time we get to next season, he's going to be suspended anyway. They're going to find all these things from 2 years ago. What's Connor Stallions doing right now? He's sitting in a basement looking at computers. What's he doing?
Oh, do you not know? Oh.
He's a coach somewhere, right? What is he doing?
He's coaching the number one quarterback recruit that just went from LSU to Michigan. Coincidence?
Get the hell out. He is.
He joined
that
staff.
That's right. I saw the photo. To help him cheat.
He's like, I don't bother how this works. He joined midseason, and I think from what I read, he's like the head coach now. Well, listen, I don't know how that works, but...
When you do bad things, you get ahead in life, okay?
I see that.
When I leave the studio, what's a bad thing I should do? I don't know. What?
Well, robbing a bank is too easy.
The banks are closed.
Beat up an old lady. How about that?
They're inside. It's late.
Beat her up. Oh, okay.
They beat up an adult? I mean, old people are adults.
That's...
I mean,
pour a drink on someone. Go to the bar, order like a tap beer, and just pour it on someone.
You just want to see me in a newspaper tomorrow, right?
You just asked, what bad thing can I do when I leave here? I'm trying to give you some good...
There's nothing bad that won't put me in a paper. I already got in trouble this year, okay? I don't need to get in trouble again. I don't need that.
You just go home, go to your house, lock the door, and you open the paper tomorrow.
Okay, all right. You're
That's
a help.
Also no fun, though.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get a little nuts.
Yeah, I want to get in trouble. It's Friday night. I don't want this to be funny. I want to get in trouble.
Maybe knock some trash cans over? How about that?
Yeah, that won't get me in the news. It won't.
We'll play a little ding-dong. Oh, ding-dong ditch.
What? I haven't heard about that in like 30 years. What is that?
When you ring the doorbell and run away?
Oh,
now, in today's day and age, I may be
a
little dangerous.
Shot.
Yeah, bro, I was going to say.
Yeah, you're trying to get me shot out here. No.
15 years ago when we were kids.
And get punched.
Less of an issue of worrying about who's answering out the door.
We got ring cameras, okay? All right? Someone will put me on ring, and it'll take about, I don't know, 150 people to go, hey, I know, I listen to that guy on the radio at night. That's him. And then I'll be on awful announcing, and then I'll look like Belichick walking out that lady's house. Come on, man. I don't need that.
Radio host who asked the audience, what should I do to get in trouble, ends up getting arrested.
Gets in trouble. Here's video, right?
Hours later.
Yeah, I'd like that. I should take one for the team.
That'd make a great story for Monday.
Right, yeah. Make sure ABC News picks it up, okay?
There are some people that believe no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah, who just said that?
Jimmy Butler,
yeah. he said sometime. Yeah, these guys, they be saying crazy stuff. Like Deebo Samuel, Hickey, that man... Can these guys stay off social media? Can they help themselves? I'm going to get some more calls, too, by the way. 855-212-4227. You know, we talked about Devondre Campbell getting cut, getting the boot from the 49ers after he quit last night. Well, earlier in the week, we all heard how Deebo Samuel, he went on social media, and he basically complained about not getting the ball, and the reason why his stats aren't where they should be is because he's not getting the ball. And last night in this loss where the Rams beat them 12-6, they force-fed him the ball. And Deebo Samuel did not deliver. He sucked. He was terrible. They gave this – he had like 7 targets, 3 catches, 2 drops for only 16 yards. This is one of those memes online where it goes, life comes at you fast. Earlier in the week, Deebo Samuel was basically like, yeah, you read my tweet, right? If I got the ball, I'd contribute. Listen to him from earlier in the week.
You have a tweet that got a lot of attention yesterday. You care to expand on your feelings or what you wanted to convey with that?
I mean, you read what you read. Sure.
Alan Brock said that you guys talk just about daily. Is getting touches and things like that something that's discussed during those kinds of
conversations? Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You read what you read. I hear basketball in the back. Maybe Deebo needs to play basketball because he sure can't catch a ball. Maybe he could shoot it. And then after the game last night, I wonder if he had a change in tone. Listen.
Real, very, very frustrating. Like, end of the day, like, just that ball. It's nothing there but the end zone. And they just got to catch that route.
Yeah, nothing if he catches the ball, nothing between him and an end zone. Yeah, that's why. Let your talking on the field. Do all your talking on the field. Just shut up next time. Come on. Hey, he sounded miserable. Hey, I know somebody who sounded happy because he's probably on his way to the postseason. It's the team that won, Matthew Stafford. Listen to this.
In my career, I've had a bunch of Decembers, not a bunch, but quite a few Decembers that, you know, you were just trying to play good football to play good football. You know, we have opportunity to keep our season alive every single time we go out there and play, and that's a whole lot of fun. And, you know, I think our team, you know, showed we can win football games kind of any way you want in about a four-day span. So we got to continue to get better. By no means was it a great performance by us as an offense tonight, but, man, that was some good team football.
Yeah, they're having fun. The Rams have the New York Jets next. That's a lot of fun. Speaking of jokes, there's the Jets. They got Arizona, and they finish against Seattle. The Rams control their destiny on the way to the postseason. Good for them. 49ers, I just feel bad. They have gone through so many injuries this year. You had to deal with that nonsense with Brandon Ayuk in the offseason. He gets a new contract. Now you got Deebo Samuel complaining in the seat. Like, some of these NFL players are going to complain regardless of what's going on. Like, just be happy, man. What you complaining about? Got the Philadelphia Eagles winning and they're complaining. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Marty is calling from Myrtle Beach. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marty?
Good evening, sir. I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Okay. Man and woman, been married many, many years, and everywhere he goes, he to work, church, family gatherings, he says, when I die, I want my wife to put all my money in my coffin. Okay. Sure enough, he passes away, and at the funeral, they come up to the wife, and they ask her, did you follow your husband's instructions? She says, yes, I wrote him a check.
I wrote him a check. A check for what? How much money?
All the money he had.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, if he wanted physical money in the coffin, like, what's
yeah,
the difference?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's so bad about a check? He's dead.
Well, he's not going to cash it.
Well, what was he going to do with the cash? He's dead.
Wherever he goes, he would have used it.
They use cash in hell or heaven? I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know either, Marty. I haven't been to either. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Hickey, did you get it? Did I ruin his joke because I'm stupid? Like, what happened?
I mean, I get it.
I don't get it. Explain it to me.
Like, she wrote him a check, like Marty said, he can't cash it. So, like, you know, I'm assuming I'll bury me with all my money. And people assume, okay, like.
Cash.
Physical cash. Right, and just bury with them. Wife goes, yeah, I'll write him a check. Because she knows he's never going to cash it because he's dead.
Oh, so she kept the money.
She kept the money because she wrote him. Well, she technically, you know, observed his wishes.
Whoa. Wow.
By giving him all the money in the form of a check.
She's an evil woman?
Smart. I mean, you could argue that the guy could be evil. Why does he want to be buried with all his money? That's pretty selfish, no?
Well, he's dead now.
Right, exactly. So why take the money with you?
They're terrible humans. Oh, my God. That's why I didn't get the joke. I'm not a terrible human.
So depressing, it's bad.
Yeah, I'm not a terrible human. I wouldn't get that joke. I'm a nice guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It is a funny Friday. Somebody called up with a Ohio State joke, which was very nice. Joel Embiid is a joke. He's injured again, got hit in the face. We don't know the extent of that injury. Hey, and I'm going to tell you about a joke going on with the Los Angeles Lakers. Can you guess? Yeah, guess. I'll be back on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think. O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we've talked about a lot. We've given you a preview of some of the biggest games on Sunday for football. We talked about the Heisman and got into the 49ers and the disaster, unfortunately, that they've been due to injury and a player quitting. Odell Beckham Jr., no longer a member of the Dolphins. We'll see if he can latch on to a team. Oh, just talked about Deebo Samuel earlier in the week. He's complaining, hey, I don't have the numbers, I don't have the stats because they're not giving me the ball. They decide to give him the ball. He doesn't catch it twice, two drops. Just pathetic. So we've talked about a lot. And Joel Embiid got hurt again tonight. He got smacked in the face. Now he's out for the rest of the game. Maybe the rest of the season after getting hit in the face. I don't know. It's Joel Embiid. And speaking of basketball, and speaking of this is not a joke, okay? It's not a joke. Bronny James played basketball last night. Yeah, LeBron James Jr., he played basketball. LeBron is not playing against the Timberwolves tonight due to personal reasons. They might as well just call it rest, but they're not. But Bronny James played on the road. And typically, Bronny would not play on the road because can't put Bronny James on a commercial flight, not the son of LeBron James. You can't do that. But last night, playing for the South Bay Lakers in the G League, Bronny James dropped 30 points last night. Okay? Everybody's like, oh my God, in a G League game, Bronny scored 30. Now, if he was dropping 30 and 40 in every G League game, I would assume he could average 10 in the NBA at minimum. Now, after the game, Bronny spoke, and he talked about how he played. Listen to him.
Felt pretty good. Got some points on the board. So I was feeling good out there, but, you know, I'll just continue to play my game and learn from every game.
Oh, he just wants to play basketball. Okay, fine. By the way, his team, the South Bay Lakers, they lost. They lost to the Valley Suns 106-100. This was out in Tempe, Arizona. It's easy. You just put Bronny on a bus, you know, and just move him across. He doesn't have to look at anybody. Good luck to Bronny James, because we know what the Lakers, he stunk. He don't belong on the Lakers. He belongs in the G League or college. Well, there's another guy who is not impressed with Bronny. He's a big Lakers fan, and he was on ESPN earlier today, and his name is Snoop Dogg.
I think it's experience. There's no such thing as breakout in the G League. Come on now, quit playing with me. That's the experience, you know what I'm saying? You're getting experience and you're getting some know-how to how to have that killer instinct, you know, with guys that's more your level.
Hickey, can I say Snoop Dogg not impressed? Not impressed?
To say the least, not impressed.
He's like, you can't have no breakout in the G League. Damn, Snoop Dogg, damn. I get it. Bronny has to just do this continuously. It's going to be a rough one. LeBron will be back soon, too, though. He's just resting. Called it personal reasons. It's called rest. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've had a lot of jokes, a lot of funny ones. Somebody called about my pecker. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, by the way. Hit rewind, and you can listen to all the jokes. Entertain yourself. Q is calling from Maryland. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Q?
Yeah, I just have a joke and two short questions. What is the Jacksonville Jaguars' favorite food?
What is the Jacksonville Jaguars' favorite food? I don't know, a loss?
No, artichoke.
Art of choke. I get it. Haha. Okay, I like that one. Art of choke. Okay, I get it.
Short one question is, the NFL plan in Europe, shouldn't they be getting a separate step in or salary like the Premier League gets when they play here?
Should the NFL players that participate in Europe get an additional salary out there, is what you're
right.
saying?
It should be a separate salary from what they have to say.
Well, they should get whatever the Players Association asks for. That's what I believe. And if the Players Association ain't going to ask for it, they won't get it.
I have to go with that. Okay, one more. Yes. Why do the catchers in baseball tell the pitchers what to throw? Why don't the pitchers tell the catcher what he's going to throw?
I think we have now moved into such a space in baseball. In a lot of cases, if you're a more veteran pitcher, you can shake them off. You know, you think somebody's telling Gerrit Cole what to throw on the mound, and they got the stupid ear thing and the hat now. If you're a veteran pitcher, it depends on your seniority, man. I'm not going to say that the pitcher doesn't have a say-so with what comes his way, but the catcher calls the game in a lot of cases. Or if you have a good battery mate, then a lot of cases y'all will be on the same page anyway.
Well, okay, I have to go with that until spring training. Good to talk to you.
All the time, Q. Thank you for calling from Maryland. And, I mean, do we even still have, quote-unquote, the art of pitching? Like, I feel like every 5 minutes, a new guy is coming out of the bullpen and he's throwing gas. Like, how much do you really have to decipher besides going high or low? You know, I don't think it's that difficult. I'm not standing there in Major League Baseball catcher. I certainly don't throw the ball. But a more senior pitcher is going to tell you exactly what the hell he wants. You kind of know already. They've discussed this. If you're a youngster and you don't know what you're doing, yeah, the catcher, he's a vet. He's going to tell you what to throw. And most times, everybody's going to be on the same page, from the coach to the manager, as to what the hell you need to be doing out on that mound. 855-212-4227. Tate is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tate? Hey, Tate, you're live on the radio. Okay, Tate got abducted by those aliens in New Jersey. And John is calling from Knoxville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, man, a quick go Vols. I might as well throw that out there. Good luck to them.
Yeah, let's see what Tennessee do. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It'll be fun to watch. I don't care. I got a brother that lives in Ohio, so it's kind of neat. But anyway, long story short, we got a joke for you. There was an older retired couple that were heading down to the South for the winter from New York.
Okay.
And the wife was hard of hearing, and so they pulled into a gas station in South Carolina, and the attendant says, "Oh, you're from New York." And the wife says, "What do you say, dear?" He says, "Oh, honey," he says, "we're from New York." And she goes, "Oh." And then the guy says, "Yeah, I was up in New York during the war." She says, "What'd he say, dear?" He says, "He's up in New York during the war." She goes, "Oh." And the guy says, "Yeah, man, the worst piece of ass I ever had was up in New York." And she says, "What'd he say, dear?" Says, "He thinks he knows you."
That's cute. That's cute. That's cute, John. I like that. That's cute. That's cute.
All right, man. Happy holidays, buddy.
To you as well, John. Oh, my God. That's what happens. You get married, and it's just awful after that, and just terrible. Guy has to let the whole world. Well, Hickey, did you like that joke? Did you like it?
I did. I liked that. That was funny.
Okay.
No, not for you.
That's just saying. Don't get old and married.
I'm trying for both. Trying not to do both.
Well, you can get married and get old, and then you can get somebody young on the side.
Oh. That's probably the way. That's, you know what? Bill Belichick doing it right.
Well, but he left. You have to stay together, Hickey. He left his old partner.
Remember? That sounds like too much hustle, though.
Oh. Well, you got one part of the equation settled. Now you got to wait to get old, and then you just... Never mind, Hickey. Trying to keep you on the straight and narrow. Do not take advice from me, okay? Do not get you in trouble. 855-212-4227. We'll take more of your Friday funny jokes before we roll out. Of course, in the next break, we're going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I got to share with you all something else.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. We've had a full show. College football, NFL football, NBA. In a few seconds, a few minutes, I'll share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. We've gone through Funny Friday. We got a lot of funny people here with a lot of funny jokes. So we got a lot to do before we go ahead and roll out. And there's a bit of news that I do want to share with you. We're having fun, all fun and games, but I do want to share with you all something that took place today that we learned that, you know, reminds us that life is fragile, and this is why we should all go ahead and have fun. Let's get some jokes in. Keep in mind, this is the end of the show. So I want to make sure that you hit the point so we can get as many callers in as possible. And then we'll, you know, go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. Rob is here from Chicago. Let's see how fast he can go. Rob, you on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What does a Florida State fan do after they win the national title?
I don't know. Steal crab legs? I don't know.
Turn off the Xbox and go to bed.
Oh, my God. Rob, what a guy. Were you an Illinois fan? Who do you like, Rob?
College football, there's really no one here. So
Okay.
I root for Ohio State because my grandparents are from Ohio.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But right.
Might as well go after the Seminoles. Yes.
Thank you for moving to nighttime. I haven't called in since you were overnight, and you saved my life from listening to the Bulls.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Rob. Thank you for calling from Chicago.
Thanks, Jerry.
Absolutely. And shout out to all my people in Illinois. I love y'all. Cam is calling from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Cam.
Go Ducks. So there was an old fishing town, and an older couple was there. They lived there together, and he worked at the fish plant. And she was a crab fisherman. She'd go out every day. One day he came home from work, and his wife never made it home, and he started to worry, and the sheriff came over. And the sheriff knocked on the door, and the man answered, and he said, I regret to tell you that, you know, your wife was lost at sea today. She didn't come home, but we're looking for her. We're going to do everything we can, and so you just hang tight. And so the man did, and a couple days go by, and he's fearing the worst, and the sheriff comes back with a deputy, and they up on the porch and knock on the door, and the man sees him. The sheriff takes his hat off, and so the man's expecting the worst.
Oh, my God.
And he answers the door, and the sheriff says, well, I have some bad news, and I have some good news. And the man says, Sheriff, just give me the bad news.
Oh.
And the sheriff says, well, I'm afraid we found your wife. We pulled her up off of the harbor. There's about 3 Dungeness crabs and 4 king crabs hanging off of her body. It was pretty grim.
Okay.
And the man looks at the sheriff in shock, and he says, well, what's the good news?
Yeah.
And the sheriff smiles, and he says, well, we're going to pull her up again tomorrow. And he hands the man a cooked crab and walks away.
Okay. All right. It took us a while, but I get it, Cam. Thank you so much. Go Ducks. Okay. Yeah, it took a while to get there. Thank you. Good job. They like the crab. 855-212-4227. Oscar's calling from Louisiana. What's up, Oscar?
Hello, JR. I love your show.
Thank you. I love you, too. What's up?
I got one quick question. Quick joke. It's why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road? Tell us.
Oh, my mama's coming. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, Hickey, what happened to his mama what?
I don't know if that was planned or not. The second part, his mama's maybe coming in the room. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you get the joke at least?
He made that mom. He made that mom. He made that joke, so maybe he startled his mother. I don't know.
There's a loud finish to the joke.
It was. I didn't get it. These last couple jokes suck. DJ is calling from Buffalo. What's up, DJ?
Hey, what's up? Go Bills. Hey, so a bear walks into a bar. Bartender goes, what can I get you? He goes, I'll get a shot of tequila and a beer. Bartender goes, why the big pause?
Okay, I get it. I get it, DJ. Thank you for calling from Buffalo.
Anytime.
Okay. Hickey, we're 0 for 3 here at the end.
I like that was a good one. The delivery was spot on. That was great.
No, 0 for 3. Evan from Grand Rapids. Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. See, I wasn't going to call again this week, but I had the answer to one of your previous caller's questions. I played baseball all throughout high school. I was an umpire for 8 years. The reason the catcher gives the call is because if the pitcher is moving any part of his body during his stance,
a balk.
Yeah, it could be a balk, and the catcher isn't being stared at by the batter, and it's more likely to be able to trip up and make a strike happen.
I think he was referring more so to, well, I mean, it could be either way. It could be, hey, what pitch are we throwing, or why does he do that? But obviously the pitcher is not going to stand there. That's why they're all shielded, Evan. I don't think that was his question. I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that's what he was asking.
Oh, well, either way, I still have a joke.
Please, quick.
I was inspired by his food joke. What's the only food that doesn't belong to you?
The only food that doesn't belong to me. What is it?
Nachos. Have a good night.
Yeah, they're nachos. Okay. Hickey, it's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's Friday, December 13th. The year is 2024. Yes, it's Friday the 13th, but let's go back to December 13th in 1983 because the Pistons beat the Nuggets 186 to 184. It was three overtimes. This was the highest scoring game in NBA history. I want you to take a listen to this courtesy of Pistons basketball. Three overtimes will put me to sleep.
In the forecourt for Anderson, who shot at the high. 184, a second to play, and now it's over.
Unreal.
The Pistons win this thing in Denver.
Unreal.
186-184 is our final score. Thank you for helping us make history.
After three overtimes, they should pay you for sitting there. Isaiah Thomas had 47 points. December 13th, 1997, Charles Woodson, he became the first predominant defensive player to win the Heisman. This is what Charles Woodson actually said earlier this year on the Rich Eisen Show.
I already knew who was winning the award, you know, and that's kind of the way I approached that weekend, you know, to go out, go to New York and have a good time, hang out with Randy and Peyton and Ryan and all of those guys, but we knew Peyton was winning the award. And so I didn't have anything prepared by way of a speech at all. not even thinking about it.
Nothing.
And so when they called, you know, when they called my name, they opened that envelope. It was shock, for one. And I always tell people, I always remember Randy was sitting over to my right. And he gave me a nudge, you know, with it, with his elbow, like, man, get up. He's like, get up. Like, dang, this really happened. So when I got up there on the stage, man, I was just winging it. I don't even remember what I said. It was like an out-of-body experience. I have no clue.
We're going to talk about Randy in a second. We know tomorrow they're going to award the Heisman. Travis Hunter is odds-on favorite to walk away with it. Defender, offensive player, he is it all. December 13, 2007, George Mitchell, former politician, he revealed some of his findings from the Mitchell Report.
For more than a decade, there has been widespread illegal use of anabolic steroids and other performance-enhancing substances by players in Major League Baseball. In violation of federal law, the evidence we uncovered indicates that this has not been an isolated problem involving just a few players or a few clubs. Many players were involved. Each of the 30 clubs has had players who have been involved with such substances at some time in their careers.
Roger Clemens' name was the biggest name there. Eric Gagne, Andy Pettit, they were all there. Hey, how about this also? This day in sports history, December 13th, only 2 years ago, Alex Ovechkin, 2022, he scored his 800th career goal, courtesy of ESPN. Listen.
Forecheck, Mantha, centers in front, who's next up, have a shot, and there it is, 800. Alexander Ovechkin has done it!
And here come the hats and the team.
You have just witnessed the 800th goal for Alex Ovechkin. Only the third player in National Hockey League history to reach that mark.
Yeah, Gordie Howe finished with 801. Alex Ovechkin, who just came back from injury, he has 868 as it stands today. Wayne Gretzky, all time, 894 goals. Alex Ovechkin is creeping up on him. Now, you heard Charles Woodson mention Randy Moss, and we heard Randy Moss a couple of weeks ago. He was on ESPN, and he talked about he needed prayer. He was asking for prayer, and he had an internal issue. A couple of days ago, we heard from Larry Fitzgerald's dad, of the future Hall of Fame great wide receiver from Minnesota, and he had announced on social media without anybody asking. He's like, yeah, Randy Moss has liver cancer. And then his son said, hey, mind your business. Like, what are you doing? Well, Randy Moss went live on Instagram today, and Randy Moss actually shared that he is now a cancer survivor. So this news that he unfortunately didn't get a chance to share publicly himself on his own time, he said that he did have a tumor that was discovered between his pancreas and his liver. He went through a procedure to have it removed. He said that he is eventually going to start radiation and chemotherapy. And he looked to be in good spirits, Randy Moss did, as the cancer was removed and hopefully is gone. So, yeah, it's good to have fun. And this is why we need to have fun, because you never know what's going to pop up. Life is balanced. There's goods, there's bads, there's highs and there's lows. All the best to Randy Moss and his recovery. And if you're listening to me right now and you need a little bit of love and you're going through something too, all the best to you as well. This is why we try to have fun. Much love to you. If you missed a minute of this show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. We'll be back with you Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hickey, when can they listen to you?
Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move. Have a great weekend. Bart Winkler coming up next. Be well.